Look at verses 3 through 6 tonight. Verses 3 through 6. And I was talking to Dave and Andrea Bostatter, who have been coming and being with us. Of course, Andrea just got baptized a couple weeks ago, and just kind of telling about the format on Wednesday night. And I'm glad to see them tonight. Also glad to see Chris and Maria on a Wednesday night. Amen. Bless you folks. Amen. And you grow. You grow in the Lord. The more you eat up God's Word, the more you grow. And if you eat up God's Word on Wednesday night, you'll grow more. If you eat up God's Word in Sunday school, and I want to encourage everybody to be in Sunday school. There's good teaching here. Brother Becker teaches. I teach kind of a college and career downstairs, and we always give the Word of God. And I remember when God smote my heart, I was a soccer player on Sundays. And I went, and remember when I told my coach, and I said, I can't play on Sundays anymore. I got to go to church. And he said, well, you're the goalie. We need you. Amen. I said, well, you have to find somebody else. Amen. I need to be in church. I remember that. I remember I used to come to church in my goalie gear. After we'd get done with an early game, and I'd come into church, Mama Holy, in full goalie regalia, pads, all that. I smelled from running around, but I wanted to be in church. Amen. I wanted to be in church. Amen. And thank God for that. Amen. Let's stand. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. I'll read the odd-numbered verses, verses 3 and 5. You read verses 4 and 6 with me as we look at this subject tonight of accepted in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. May God bless you. You may be seated. If you have your outline there, we have some blank lines, and we'll just give you the words to fill in there. If you miss any, just let me know, and we'll get you at the end of the service. First line there, review. In our last four lessons, we have reviewed the spiritual blessings or benefits for believers being three things here. Number one, blank line there, first bullet point, elected. Verse number 4 says, according as he hath chosen us. And I love this quote. I was reading today and studying by a fellow named Manfred Gutsky, and that's a name. I'll tell you that right now. Amen. It says, the word chosen, as used here, does not mean chosen from, or chosen before others, or chosen in preference to others, but rather chosen unto, chosen in order to, chosen for the sake of, chosen for the purpose to. The idea is that of being called to something that God has in mind. We've said it so many times, I don't want to beat it to death, but God, Bible election is not God saying, you get to go to heaven. You don't. You don't get to go to heaven. That is not Bible election. That is, it's a benefit of believers of being called to something. Chosen for something. We looked at it, talking about being conformed into the image of Christ. And so, second bullet point, not only a benefit of being elected, but a benefit of being predestinated. Predestinated, okay? Foreordained. We look at that. And this is so important. I'll tell you what, honestly, if you don't get anything else out of this lesson and you get this, you'll have succeeded. Predestination is never used in the Bible about an unbeliever. Never. Never. It is a benefit of the believers that God, before the foundation of the world, predestined. He knew that we would choose him. And what did he predestine us unto? He predestined us unto adoption of children and to be conformed into the image of his son. He predestinated you, believer, Christian, to be more like Christ. Thank God. Amen. For that. So the benefit of being elected, benefit of being predestinated, and then thirdly, the benefit of being adopted. Verse number 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. We talked about that last week, what it is to be adopted. So now we're going to look at the fourth benefit here, the fourth benefit, and that is we'll examine the benefit of believers being accepted. Accepted. You know, it is in the human heart to seek for acceptance. My little girl, she's two. She loves to do things that two-year-olds do, like jump on the bed or run in the living room. And she'll say, Brother Leonard, watch this, Daddy. Watch this, Daddy. And I have to catch myself. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we live in the days of these. And sometimes we need to do this. And sometimes we need to do this. And watch our little two-year-old girl before they turn 22. Huh? There'll always be phones and technology. And listen, when I'm at home, a lot of times I'm texting people. I'm communicating with people. But there comes a time where my little girl wants my acceptance. And I don't want her to be 22 and seeking it out from some buzzard because I didn't give it to her when I was two, when she was two. Huh? And she wants, listen, every one of us wants acceptance. I don't know about you. Listen, I'm glad that this church, within reason, amen, is accepting. We're accepting of people. Now listen, we're not accepting of sin. Come on, help me. But we're accepting of sinners. We're saying, look, this is the place to be. This is where the Word of God is preached, amen. And so seeking acceptance, the Bible says here in verse 6, it says, to the praise of His of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Number one, notice the reason. The reason for our, what is the reason? What do we see here? Verses 3 through 6. We see there the spiritual blessing. And let me just read what I have here. Why would a holy, just, righteous, sinless, blank line, God... Why would a holy, just, righteous, sinless God elect, predestinate, and adopt hopeless, undone sinners? Why would He do that? Well, for us, the answer seems to be eternal life. Hey, listen, we get to go to heaven when we die. Amen? That's great. But it's not the reason that God does that. It's not the reason. It's great for us. It may be the very well the reason for us. But the reason is, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 6 tells us that His ultimate reason, blank line there, reason, is to manifest His glory, which causes us to praise God and give Him glory for His grace. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody goes to heaven on their own merit. I don't care how good you think you are, forgive me, you are rotten. You deserve hell just like I do. And why did God elect us and predestinate us and adopt us? I'll tell you why. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of His grace. When the fact is, you and I realize that we're elected, we're predestinated, we're adopted. Listen, it causes us to break forth in praise to Him for His wonderful grace unto us. Because we're so undeserving of it. And yet, God sheds His grace upon us. We talked about forgiveness on Sunday morning. One of the greatest things you'll ever do, one of the hardest things you'll ever do, is to forgive somebody who has absolutely no reason for you to forgive them, but is actually causing you more problems. You have to forgive them for you. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no good in us. And God still loved us enough to elect us, to predestinate us, and to adopt us into His wonderful family in spite of us. Brother Bill, you know what that does to me? Thank You, Lord. Thank You. I can't comprehend it. But the reason is for God's glory. For God's glory. Number two, the reception. Not only the reason, Roman numeral number one, but the reception. What is the reception? Well, it's that word is acceptance or received. It says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted. Accepted. Here we are, undone. You got the blank line there. The entire plan of salvation is all God's doing. God thought it. Amen. Jesus Christ is the one who came and purchased salvation, and the Holy Spirit was the one who revealed it unto us. That's God. Amen. The all of salvation is God's doing. Believers, blank line here, believers upon being convicted of our sinful condition, you can't be saved if you don't realize you're a sinner. Amen. You can't do it. You may want your relative to be saved, but until you can get them to find out and realize that they're a sinner, and the Holy Spirit has to do that, they're not going to be saved. They have no need to be saved if they're not a sinner. But believers, okay, upon being convicted of our sinful condition and recognizing our need to be saved, receive Christ, and immediately we are accepted. Blank line. We're accepted. Let's turn to these verses. Hold your place there in Ephesians. Two cross references here. The first one, left turn, go to 2 Corinthians. Probably just a few pages there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This reception or acceptance. And by the way, you know who I think of when I think of this passage of us being accepted? I think of the prodigal. The prodigal. Remember? He went out into the hog pen. And he came to himself and said, what am I doing? I'm going to go back to my father's house and I'm just going to ask him to just make me a servant. I'll live better than I would here. And as soon as his father saw him, he ran to him, met him, wrapped his arms around him, and he said, Father, forgive me. I've sinned against heaven in thy sight. I just want to be a servant. And he said, hey, you, get the ring, get the robe, get the fat calf. Amen. And he received him. That's the way God receives us when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're not only received, but we're accepted. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for He, that's the Father, hath made Him, that's the Son, to be sin for who? Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You see, God allowed Jesus to take our sins. And because of that, we're accepted. By the way, God didn't shirk what He said about sin. If people think, they say foolish things like, well, a loving God would never send somebody to hell. Sir, you had better look closely about what a loving God allowed His Son to go through for 6 hours on the cross. And that was God's just payment, condemnation of sin, so that we could be accepted. We're not just accepted because we want to be. We're accepted because of what Christ did. 1 Peter chapter 3, towards the end of your Bible. Towards the end of your Bible there. 1 Peter chapter 3. That's before the Johns there. You got 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and then Revelation. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Talking about our acceptance or our reception here. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just, that's Him, for the unjust, that's us, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the Spirit. We're accepted by God because of what Jesus did. So the reason, the reason why we're elected, predestinated, adopted, accepted is because of God's grace for His glory. The reception, He hath made us accepted. And then lastly, the ransom. The ransom. Back to Ephesians 1:6. And it says there, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. 1 Timothy 2:6, speaking of Jesus, said, who gave Himself a ransom for all. You see, ladies and gentlemen, blank line here, it is only through Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son, that we are accepted. I remember 2 years ago, because of the generosity of this church, I had the privilege to go to the Philippines on your behalf. And I thank you for that. And Lord willing, I'll be going again in February, March here coming up. And I remember going to the Philippines, and we landed in Japan after I don't even know how many hours. A lot of hours in the plane. And we got in Japan, and we had to actually, it's something we're so not accustomed to in the United States, we actually had to deplane, Brother Tim, and go through customs again because we went into a different country, amen, and had to do that, and then went to Manila and was just really following the instructions that Pastor White and Brother Nono had given me about. And I remember getting to the Philippines and not knowing a soul in Manila. I tell you, it's a little scary. You're 8,000 miles from home and you don't know anybody. Brother Nono, he's still another 8 hours away on a completely different island. And I remember when I got done there in Manila and I flew to Bacolod, and Brother Nono, hey, preacher! He met me, and I said amen, and I hugged him, and we went, and he brought me to the hotel and all that, and everybody knew him. And I was accepted because I was Brother Nono's friend. I was his guest. Yeah. But you know, fast forward through the week, and we saw 2,100 people trust Christ. And amen. I came back, and I remember getting back into Detroit. And I remember thinking when I was in the Philippines, I remember thinking, what if somebody slipped something in my suitcase and said, you planted that? You tried to... And I thought, well, that could happen. And it's amazing all the fears you have, the things that go on. But I remember as soon as I got back in the United States and I put my feet down on the ground, I thought, I have all the privileges of my birth, of my citizenship. I'm totally accepted as a United States citizen. I have the right to free speech. I have the right to freedom of religion. I have the right to bear arms. I was accepted as an American citizen. You know what you are in Jesus Christ? You're accepted in the Beloved. God looks at you as if you never sinned, because His Beloved never sinned. And His Beloved shed His blood on our behalf. And He doesn't see us in all of our sins. He sees us through the blood of Christ. And we're not half accepted. We're not accepted until we mess up. We're accepted. Totally accepted. Your son or your daughter is accepted in your family. They're your child. They're not perfect. Mine sure aren't. Maybe yours are, but mine are. But listen, they're my children. God, a million times more, they're my children. They're my children, accepted in the Beloved. Father, thank you that we are accepted. Not because of what we do,